Hello and welcome to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have a great Thursday night matchup for you between two California League Northern Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. Your Grizzlies and Nuts have split the first two games of this six-game series. Last night, Modesto, a 5-0 shutout win to end the Grizzlies' five-game winning streak. Parker Kelly, the highlight last night for Fresno, 2-for-4 with 2 doubles. Blake Adams took a tough loss. He is now 1-2 on the season. His ERA is still at 1.50. He went 6 strong innings, but the Grizzlies' offense couldn't get anything behind him. So the Grizzlies look to get back on the right track tonight, and they give the ball to the left-hander in Michael Perseki, who makes the 6th start in a Fresno uniform. Perseki, a 2-1 record, a 3.91 ERA, and he'll be countered by Modesto right-hander Tyler Goff, who comes with a record of 0-2, a 9.00 ERA. So it should be a good matchup between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the Seattle Mariners. The Grizzlies come in with a record of 19-16. They are 3 games back in the California League Northern Division standings behind the San Jose Giants, while Modesto are at 18-17, just 1 game behind Fresno and 4 games behind San Jose in that Northern Division. So both teams look to gain some ground on San Jose, who have lost their first 2 games in Stockton. A great pitching matchup, a great matchup between two teams who've been as even as possible over the past 3 seasons. The Grizzlies have won 26 of the 51 matchups between these two teams as they get set for battle tonight. A great crowd as well for Thursday night baseball. But prior to tonight's game, I sat down with a newcomer to the Grizzlies roster, right-hander Austin Becker, who just joined the Grizzlies this week in Modesto. And Austin and I got a chance to talk a little bit about his upbringing with his family into baseball. We talked about his time in the Arizona League at Texas Tech and now joining Fresno and what fans can expect from the tall right-hander. Our pregame guest is right-hander Austin Becker, and we'll have that interview right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Grizzlies right-hander Austin Becker in 3, 2, 1. Bring in Grizzlies newcomer Austin Becker. Thanks for joining me on this interview.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome to the Fresno Grizzlies. You haven't been to the ballpark yet. I know you're going to see it in a little bit, but first experience is joining the Grizzlies.
It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a lot of fun to be around the guys and, you know, kind of get back into the mix of, you know, playing games with fans and, you know, being on the road and having a lot of fun in the bullpen and messing around in the locker room, stuff like that.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about your upbringing, though. So your dad played professional baseball for the Boston Red Sox and the Cincinnati Reds, so I'm guessing that's where baseball was instilled in you?
Yeah, that's where it started. Started about 8 years old, 7, 8 years old. He was like, you know, you're going to play baseball. So got started out playing when I was young and just kind of carried it all the way until this point.
You know, you're a super tall guy, too, so you played multiple sports, basketball, baseball. So did you like basketball? Do you think there was a route when it came to that as well?
I love basketball. You know, I kind of gave it up for baseball, obviously. Yeah. You know, fear of blowing out a knee or, you know, getting hurt doing that. When baseball was the sport that I was better at.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't see a future in it like I did baseball. So just hung it up and...
Yeah.
Went to college, decided to start my pro career.
Well, let's talk about college. So first you went to Vanderbilt. You had some offers as well. What was your choice to go play for Tim Corbin and Vanderbilt?
I think it was the you know, the media aspect.
Yeah.
You know, all the guys that went into their program and, you know, came out on the other side better and, you know, were high round picks. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
I had a pretty good opportunity to sign in the first round with the Pirates.
Yeah.
And, you know, pass it up to go to school because, you know, baseball isn't forever and you got to have a degree.
Absolutely.
And, you know, my eyes, because it's, once it's done, you know, you got to do something. So having a degree in your back pocket's nice.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And now I know you weren't at Vanderbilt forever. So what were the next steps for you after your time at Vanderbilt?
Picking a school was, you know, I was looking at a place that, you know, had a winning past and had a good opportunity to win a national championship. My first year, the COVID year, you know, we had a pretty good opportunity, I think, in my opinion. You know, if the year would have played out, I thought we, you know, we're going to go to Omaha and have a good shot to win.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you were one of the best teams in the country at Texas Tech, and a really good program, too. And you shined over there. So what was your experience as a Red Raider?
It was a lot of fun. You know, the community is very welcoming. You know, they're about their sports.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good place to grow up, you know, maturity-wise, and have some, you know, some of my best friends.
So. Yeah, and let's talk about a couple of those best friends, two guys that actually have been on this Grizzlies team, Cole Stillwell and Parker Kelly. How nice is it to be in an organization that you have some former college teammates at?
It's really nice, you know, not knowing a ton about the guys that are here now, you know, getting to know them like how I would have at school, you know, knowing those two. It's just, it's nice to see a familiar face.
Yeah.
Especially in a pro locker room. You know, those guys were, you know, very close friends of mine.
Yeah. And it makes the transition really seamless. But I want to talk about your experience about getting drafted. You were a 16th rounder.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us, where were you and how'd you find out?
I was in my house in Columbus. It was, you know, it was a pretty cool experience. I had, you know, two of my close friends at home. My sister was there. My girlfriend was there. Both my parents were there.
Yeah.
You know, I was ready to get the call, you know, wherever it was.
Yeah.
I was super excited when the Rockies called me and said, you know, hey, we're going to take you in the 16th round. I was through the roof.
So then what was the moment with you and your dad, I'm guessing, right?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, he went through it and he lived it. And, you know, for him to see me relive what he did, it was, you know, special for both of us because we knew that was the goal and, you know, it happened and. He was there for it, so it was pretty cool.
So then you were to the ACL, and how'd you enjoy your time in Arizona and at the complex?
I enjoyed it. You know, the knowledge that I learned down there just from, you know, Coach Burba, Dave Burba, and Helmis, our other pitching coach, their knowledge that they gave to me was just, you can't put a value on it.
100%. You know? And now you're here in Fresno, so what can fans expect from Austin Becker this season?
A guy that's always going to keep a smile on his face,
you
know, keep it light, keep the clubhouse atmosphere great. You know, I like promoting a tight-knit, you know, baseball team.
Yeah.
And I think it leads to winning.
Yeah, absolutely. And our team has been winning, currently on a really good winning streak as well, too. So, you know, coming in, adding some good stuff as well. But in the off time, you know, when you're not doing baseball, you said you like, you know, gaming a little bit. So what's your go-to game?
My go-to game is Apex.
Yeah.
You know, I'm big into FPS, which is, you know, first-person shooter.
Yeah.
You know, I like, you know, competing on that. I think it helps just the competitive aspect of everything. And it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's nice to enjoy in the downtime.
Yeah, fans don't realize, you know, you guys are working a lot of time, but then away from the field, you kind of got to get away from baseball. So that's your getaway too. And I know we talked a little bit about coffee as well. So what's your go-to coffee drink?
Go-to coffee drink would be vanilla sweet cream cold brew from Starbucks. You know, I do drink black coffee every now and again when I need it. But, you know, something that's a little on the sweeter side that I can get down easier. You know, that's what I'll go to.
Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of great coffee places to try in Fresno, especially in downtown Fresno. We can't wait to see what you bring this year. Austin, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. And we thank Austin Becker for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to a guy who has not yet appeared as a Fresno Grizzly yet, so hopefully the right-hander will see him very soon. Austin Becker, our pre-game guest. Welcome back to Thursday Night Baseball, Game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Now it's time for the starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, the Fresno Grizzlies lineup. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, the Grizzlies at 19-16, second place in the California League Northern Division standings. Leading off and playing center field, number 28, Bulldog, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting second, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting third, the 18-year-old, the third baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting seventh, the DH, number 33, Jesus Ordonez. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 5, Skylar Messenger. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 21, Michael Prosecki, a 2-1-1 record, a 3.91 ERA, his sixth start in a Fresno uniform. And now it's time for the starting lineups for the Modesto Nuts, who come with a record of 18-17 under first-year manager Zach Vinci. Here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 21, Cole Young. Batting second, the right fielder, number 4, Gabriel Gonzalez. Batting third, the first baseman, number 12, Gabe Moncada, who had his fifth home run of the season last night. Batting fourth, the DH, number 27, Andrew Miller. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 48, Freudy Batista. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 8, Colin Davis. Batting eighth, the center fielder, number 3, Miguel Perez. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 15, Edrin Rodriguez. And on the bump for the Modesto Nuts is the right-hander, number 35, Tyler Goff, who comes with a record of 0-2, a 9 ERA, and that's Modesto's lineup. So a great matchup between Fresno's Modesto as Modesto takes the field. Our home plate umpire tonight is going to be David Sobol, and Nate Hall is back on the bases tonight. So the umpire is David Sobol and Nate Hall. As Modesto's taking the field, and it's now time for our national anthem.
The national anthem. Performing tonight's national anthem is Robertson Road Elementary.
A very cute national anthem to get us started for Thursday night baseball here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. A Thursday night battle between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Again, the umpires Nate Hall and David Sobol are the umpires tonight. So ball will be behind the plate. Nate Hall over on the bases. The Grizzlies are in their red jerseys, the gray pants, They have the black cap with the red bill, the California Bear flag on that black cap. While Modesto, they're back in their white jerseys. They have the Modesto Nuts across the front, the numbers as well. They are wearing their black caps with the black bill and the Modesto Nuts logo on that black cap. So a matchup between Fresno and Modesto, two teams who have been fantastic this season, two teams who are trying to get back into first place. Both teams are just a couple games behind the San Jose Giants, so it should be a great matchup. Right-hander Tyler Goff gets the ball for the Fresno Grizzlies, or for the Modesto Nuts. He'll take on this Grizzlies lineup: Andrews Jr., Ritter, Andy Perez, Bencourt Kelly Martin, Ordonez Messenger, Gene Perez, against the right-hander and Tyler Goff, who is 0-2, a 9 ERA as the right-hander finishes up his warm-up pitches. A great crowd on hand. It looked like it was a reading program game for Modesto, so it should be a lot of fun. So Tyler Goff finishing up his warm-up pitches. He'll take on E.J. Andrews Jr. as we get set for baseball. Freddy Bautista throwing the ball down to the second baseman, and we get ready. E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off for the Fresno Grizzlies as we get set for first pitch. We are ready for baseball. So E.J. Andrews Jr. leading things off. Andrews Jr. currently batting .250, 4 home runs, 12 RBIs. From the full windup, here's the pitch. And it's to the backstop, and the count at 1-0, and we are underway here in Modesto. 86 degrees, a beautiful night for baseball, clear skies, 12-mile-per-hour winds from right to left. As here comes the 1-0 from Goff, and that's swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. Again, 86 degrees, clear skies, 12-mile-per-hour winds from right to left. Here comes the 1-1, and it is low, and the count now at 2-1. First pitch tonight at 7:06 p.m. As here comes the 2-1, and that is fouled off right to the backstop, and the count at 2-2 to Andrews Jr. Tyler Goff on the bump, 73 miles per hour on that last pitch from Goff. He is 6'2", 205 pounds, only 19 years old. As that pitch is outside, and the count now at 3-2. Goff, born on August 12, 2003, is from San Diego, California. As here comes the 3-2 from Goff to Andrews Jr., and it's fouled off at the end of the bat towards the Modesto dugout. We'll do it again at 3-2. Tyler Goff was a ninth-round draft pick by the Mariners in 2022. Out of high school, here comes the 3-2 to Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off once again into the crowd. Heads up over there, just to the right. So the count now still full at 3-2 to Andrews Jr. Good battle to start tonight's contest. Again, the Grizzlies in the red jerseys. Modesto are in the whites. As a 3-2 is a high line drive, that ball is gone into the next city, and Fresno's up 1-0. Andrews Jr., a leadoff home run, the first leadoff home run for Fresno this season, and the Grizzlies are on the board 1-0. That ball got out of here in a hurry from E.J. Andrews, his fifth home run of the season, and the Grizzlies are on the board. How about that to start tonight's contest? First home run of this series for Fresno, and it's off the bat of E.J. Andrews, who just continues to pound the baseball. As here comes Ryan Ritter, another guy who's hit the baseball hard this year. He has 7 home runs, 20 RBIs, a .248 batting average. As here comes the 1-0. And it is in there, and the count now at 1-1. So E.J. Andrews Jr., the home run, 8 hits over his past 4 games. 4 of those 8 hits are extra bases. As Ritter swings and misses, the count at 1-2. A home run, 2 triples, and a double for E.J. Andrews. He is 5th coming into tonight's contest in slugging percentage in the league. And Ryan Ritter is all over the California League hitting leaderboard, also up there in slugging percentage. As here comes the 1-2 from Goff. And it is inside. The count now at 2-2. Goff, spelled G-O-U-G-H, first name Tyler. Here comes the 2-2. And it's outside. The count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Ryan Ritter gets set once again from Tyler Goff. Comes the 3-2 from the right-hander Goff. And Ritter ground balls a slow chopper. The shortstop Young on a short bounce to first in time. Good defense there from the shortstop in Cole Young. He gets Ritter. So one shortstop bounces out to the other. Now bring up the third baseman in Andy Perez. 1-0 Fresno just underway here at John Thurman Field. The shade right now in the stands, about halfway between the mound right now. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside the count of 1-0. So right now the shade is all on the home side. The first baseman in the shade in Moncada is about halfway on the pitcher's mound, but the rest of the outfield in sun, the rest of the infield in sun as well, as the pitch is outside. The count to 2-0 to Andy Perez, the third baseman. A 260 batting average, no home runs, 21 RBIs for Andy Perez. Here's the pitch, and Perez looks to bunt and brings it back. The count now at 2-1. We'll see Perez do that at times. The count now at 2-1 to the lanky 18-year-old. Here's the 2-1, and that pitch is fouled off. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grizzlies up 1-0 here in the top of the first. Just underway here in Modesto, California. Game 3 of this 6-game series. Here's the 2-2, and Perez, a little blooper in the left field. Is it going to stay up? It does for the left fielder Davis to run it down. Two outs now as it brings up the catcher in Bryant Betancourt. Bryant Betancourt, like Perez, looking for his first homer of the season. Young catcher, first baseman, and DH had 12 homers last year in the DSL. This year, no homers, 13 RBIs, a 239 clip. Here's the pitch to him. He fouls it to the backstop, and the count at 0-1. Grizzlies coming up hacking here early on. Great night for baseball. Great crowd already on hand here. As here comes the 0-1, and that is low. And the count now 1-1 to Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, an off night last night, back in the lineup tonight doing the catching. First time he'll do the catching in this series. Here's the 1-1, and that is inside. And the count now at 2-1. So 2 balls and 1 strike to Bryant Betancourt. Here's the pitch. And it's a high fly ball. It's going to drift in a shallow center field. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? And it's the shortstop and Young calling off everybody. He almost ran into Miguel Perez and Davis, but he makes the catch. EJ Andrews Jr., his 5th homer of the season, the first leadoff homer for Fresno in 2023. The Grizzlies lead 1-0. We had the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here in John Thurman Field. Bomb the first inning. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts 1-0 off the solo homer from EJ Andrews Jr. Michael Prosecki gets the ball for Fresno. The left-hander, a 2-1 record, a 3.91 ERA. Prosecki making his 6th start in a Fresno uniform. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. playing earned drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuckchansky Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuckchansky Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. As the first pitch by Prusecki is swung on and missed by Young, and the count at 0-1 to the Young shortstop. Here's the 0-1 from Prusecki, and that pitch is fouled to left side and out of play, and the count 0-2. But again, we thank Chuckchansky Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. Again, you must be 21 for the live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. Chuckchansky Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. As the 0-2 is high, the count now 1-2 to Cole Young, who's batting 271 this year, no home runs, 12 RBIs, as that pitch is just outside and just high, and the count now at 2-2 to Cole Young. So here comes the 2-2, and that pitch is drifted foul, and we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Yes, here's the next pitch, and it's a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, said the home plate umpire. Throwing the ball around now. First strikeout for Michael Prusecki as Young is out. And he'll bring up the right fielder in Gabriel Gonzalez, who had a good game last night, an RBI double in the fourth. He also scored a little bit later after the home run from Moncada, who awaits on deck. So one out here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch from Prusecki. It's outside. And the count at 1-0 from the left-hander and Michael Prusecki. Prusecki wears number 21 on the back of his red jersey. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball off of Prusecki's glove to the shortstop, Ritter, over to first, and it's in time. So Gonzalez retired. It goes 1-6-3 on the putout. And look at this. We have a bat dog right now getting the bat right now for the second out, as here comes the first baseman, Gabe Moncada. We've not seen that yet in this series, but that is really dang cool. Here's the pitch, and Moncada swings and misses on a breaking ball outside, and the count at 0-1. Good curveball there from Prusecki, his bread and butter off-speed pitch. Here comes the 0-1 from Prusecki, and that pitch is high, and the count at 1-1. Prusecki, 3 pitches, a fastball, curveball, and splitter. Predominantly fastball, curveball. Here's the 1-1, and it's a fastball in the inner part of the plate, and it's fouled off, and the count now at 1-2. 91 miles per hour there from the left-hander. Looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Grizzlies lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fly ball to right field, and it's getting down fast, and it will get in there for a 2-out single. Moncada, great piece of hitting there, and he continues to stay hot. Moncada had a 2-run homer in the 8th inning last night. And now a single here, and he'll bring up the DH in Andrew Miller. Miller wears the number 14 on the back of his white jersey. So 2 outs now. Runner at first. Prusecki now working from the stretch. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball to right field now to play. The count at 0-1. Prusecki is 6'3", 200 pounds. 22 years old from Hinsdale, Illinois. Born on February 28, 2001, a sixth-round draft pick out of Louisville by the Rockies in 2022. Here comes the 0-1, and it's high in the count at 1-1. The left-hander in Michael Prusecki, as we said, his sixth start this season, a 2-1 record, a 3.91 ERA. The left-hander has been very efficient this season. One bad start in Stockton. Besides that, Prusecki's been pretty much unhittable, as that pitch is outside, and the count now at 2-1. So Prusecki trying to get something going here. The Grizzlies already more runs than they scored last night. Lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 2-1. And it is in the dirt. Good stop from Betancourt, and the count now at 3-0. As now Miller ahead in the count here. So 3-1 as the third baseman in Perez trying to put his glove up as the sun is barreling down on him as a 3-1 is lifted to right field, and it'll go out of play, a souvenir for a young fan. The count now full, 3-2. Two outs, runner at first for Modesto here in the bottom of the first. Thursday night baseball, game 3 of 6 between two California League Northern Division foes. As here comes the 3-2, and it's inside, ball 4. Miller draws the walk, and now Modesto trying to stir the pot a little bit here in the first. As we bring up the catcher in Freyudi Batista. And the bat dog getting the bat there. That is so cool. That is awesome. So here's Batista, now the catcher. Played in game 1, had a very good game 1. A couple hits for him near the bottom of the lineup. Now an opportunity for an RBI here. He was off last night. As here comes the pitch to Batista from Prosecchi. It's a curveball swung on and missed. Good breaking ball there from Prosecchi. The count at 0-1. 74 miles per hour. 25.49 on the RPMs. As here comes the 0-1 from Prosecchi. And that is high. And the count now at 1-1. Prosecchi trying to get out this inning unscathed. Grizzlies lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Just underway here at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 1-1. And it swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. A good fastball from Prosecchi in the outer part of the plate. Actually, it was a splitter at 83 miles per hour. So actually a splitter. High in the zone, though, on the count of 1-2. A little bit deceiving there. Good pitch. Here's the 1-2, and that pitch is fouled off by Freyudi Batista. So the count remains at 1-2. So 1-2, 2 outs. Prosecchi comes set. He looks back. Moncada, the runner at second. Here's the pitch, and it's low, and the count now at 2-2. Good eye there from Batista. And Prosecchi, after getting 2 quick outs, now working a little bit here in this first inning. The Grizzlies trying to keep their 1-0 lead. Fresno scoring first tonight, a big factor in a lot of Grizzlies games this season. Here's the 2-2, and it swung on and missed. And Prosecchi gets out of the jam with the strikeout of Batista. We had the top of the second. The Grizzlies lead 1-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto as Parker Kelly will lead things off against the right-hander in Tyler Goff. Parker Kelly, 2-for-4, 2 doubles last night. That's 5th tonight. As here comes the pitch to Kelly, and it's in there for a called strike. And the count at 0-1. Parker Kelly among the top 10 in the California League hitting leaderboard and on-base percentage at .433. He's also fifth in batting average at .304 as he swings and misses, and the count now at 0-2. But Kelly, two doubles last night, one away from a franchise record for the Grizzlies, tying a career record for him with those two doubles. And so protect you with two strikes, and that is right down the middle, called strike three. Kelly fooled on the breaking ball for the first strikeout of Goff's night. I'm going to bring up the right fielder in Robbie Martin. So Robbie Martin now to the dish. The Grizzlies and Nuts continue their six-game series tonight here at John Thurman Field. This is the first of five regular season series between the clubs in 2023 and the first of three sets here in Modesto. In 3 years, the Grizzlies have won 26 of the 51 matchups between the squads. As the 1-0 is low to Martin, here's the second pitch. And Martin, a big hack, comes up empty in the count at 1-1. In 2021, the squads became a part of the same league for the first time since 1988. And the Grizzlies have a lot of history so far against this team. As here's the pitch, and that is lifted out to left field. Shallow left field, Colin Davis ranging over. He'll make the play for the second out. As we'll bring up the DH in Jesus Ordonez. Now, in 2021, the Grizzlies clinched a playoff berth right here at John Thurman Field as they celebrated right in front of the scoreboard out in left field. And then in 2022, Modesto were playing the Grizzlies at Chukchansey Park when the Grizzlies once again clinched a playoff berth after winning the first half. So both years, the Grizzlies have clinched a playoff berth facing the Modesto Nuts as that pitch is outside Ordonez to count at 2-0. Now, of course, as we said, though, these teams were in the same conference or same league back in 1988. As here comes a 2-0 to Ordonez, and that is low in the count at 3-0. And at that time, Modesto was affiliated with the Athletics and were known as the A's, while the Grizzlies were known as the Fresno Suns and were playing independently. Here's the 3-0, and it's right down the middle in the count at 3-1. Now the Nuts are associated with the Seattle Mariners organization, and prior to that, they were with the Colorado Rockies, who the Grizzlies are proud partners of. As here comes a 3-1, and that is in there for a called strike. The count at 3-2. Now, Modesto and Fresno are 96 miles away from one another if you drive by car, following the California 99 route. As here's the 3-2, and that is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. If you drive nonstop, about an hour and 32 minutes or so, and the halfway point between both cities is Planada, California. But here comes the 3-2 from Goff to Ordonez. It's a ground ball, and that is the third baseman spinning around. The throw to first is in time. What a play from Milcar Perez. Ranging over the glove, the spin, and the throw in time. A 1-2-3 inning for Goff. We head to the bottom of the second. Grizzlies lead 1-0. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the second inning, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts 1-0. As the left-hander Michael Persecki back on the bump. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for your proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch to Milcar Perez is high and away in the count at 1-0. We're in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch from Prosecki. Fly ball out to right field. Racing back to right fielder Martin. He'll reach up and make the play. Two pitches, one out. As we bring up the left fielder and Colin Davis. 1-0 Fresno lead here in the bottom of the second. Thursday night baseball. Game three of this six-game series. We just talked about how these two teams are meeting for the first of 30 games this season. This is game three of 18 here in Modesto. And here's the pitch from Prosecki, and it is low in the count at 1-0. A sixth-round draft pick, Prosecki, out of the University of Louisville. One of two Cardinals on this Grizzlies roster. The other one, outfielder Jake Snyder. As that pitch is low in the count at 2-0. Snyder getting the night off. He'll be celebrating his 25th birthday tomorrow. As here comes the 2-0 from Prosecki, and that pitch is a called strike, and the count at 2-1. Michael Prosecki in his last start against Visalia on May 11th, a no decision after six innings of one-run baseball, allowed two hits and three walks while striking out sevens. That's a fly ball to right field. Robbie Martin racing back on the warning track, and he will make the play. Davis gave it a ride, but he is retired, and to bring up the center fielder, Miguel Perez. So again, Prosecki, six innings of one-run baseball, allowed two hits and three walks while striking out seven. The Grizzlies had a comeback win 7-6. And Prosecki has thrown six innings two times already this year. Had one really bad outing against Stockton. It was pouring rain. It was a late start as well. As the first pitch is a strike, and the count at 0-1 to Perez. Besides that, though, Prosecki has been dominant. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-1. Last year pitched in one game out of the bullpen, tossed a 1-2-3 inning, striking out one with the ACL Rockies. Here's the pitch, and that's a high fly ball again. Robbie Martin busy. He ranges towards the Modesto bullpen in the line, and he will make the play. A 1-2-3 inning with all three fly balls to Robbie Martin. We head to the top of the third. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts 1-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the third inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto. As the right-hander Goff gets ready, Skyler Messenger will lead things off. It'll be 8-9-1 in the Grizzlies lineup. Here at John Thurman Field. From left to right field, John Thurman Field in the outfield. Lots of outfield wall signage. Down the left field line is 312 feet. In left center field, you'll see their big video board. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. It is outside, the count at 1-0. Right next to that video board is the American flag. If you continue to go down to center field where it's 400 to dead center, the pitch clock just to the left of that marker. As here's the 1-0 to Messenger, and it is a called strike. The count at 1-1. You continue to go down. You'll see a lot of trees in right center field. And then towards the right field line is 319 feet. Here's the 1-1. It's outside. And the count at 2-2. Both bullpens in foul territory. The Grizzlies bullpen just fouled down the left field line, as that is a high fly ball out to right field. The right fielder in Gonzalez comes over, and he will make the catch towards the right field line. So Messenger is retired. It goes F9. We've now had four straight flyouts to right field, as here comes the second baseman in Gene Perez. Now the Nuts bullpen is in that right field line just behind there. Just right of the foul pole. Well, so here comes the pitch to Perez, and a high fly ball to left field. And that is Perez's first home run and first hit as a Fresno Grizzly. Gene Perez leaves the yard, and it's 2-0 Grizzlies. Gene Perez, first pitch hunting, and he leaves the yard. We'll see if he gets the silent treatment in the dugout. It's now 2-0, his first home run, his first hit as well. That's got to feel good for Gene Perez. They give him some high fives. It's 2-0 now. And here comes the guy who gave the Grizzlies the lead in E.J. Andrews. Here's the first pitch to Andrews Jr. He swings and misses. He was trying to go yard again. So Gene Perez, the home run. Here comes the 0-1, Andrews Jr., and it's a called strike, and the count at 0-2. So the Grizzlies now, after not homering in the first two games of this series, have left the yard twice this evening. Here's the 0-2 to Andrews, and he swings and misses. Great breaking ball from Goff for the second out. So Andrews Jr. retired. Two strikeouts now for Goff. As we bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. So Ritter now 0-1. He was a ground-out victim back in the first inning. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. The count at 0-1. So no balls, one strike to Ryan Ritter. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. And the count now at 0-2. We're still talking about John Thurman Field. Bleachers all throughout that is covered by a lot of fans this evening. Smaller dugouts that are very close to the crowd as well. The Grizzlies on the third base side. The Nuts on the first base side. As here comes the 0-2 to Ritter, and that is swung on and missed. But a home run from Gene Perez gives the Grizzlies a 2-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is a rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Two pitches so far to Edrin Rodriguez. Rodriguez is quickly behind 0-2. That last pitch was fouled off towards the right side. They're in the bottom of the third inning. As here comes the 0-2 from Prosecki, and that is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. No balls and two strikes. Now the Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Game three of this six-game series. Here's the pitch, and that is again fouled off. Good pitch there from Prosecki. The count remains 0-2. Michael Prosecki's had an interesting journey. He was a reliever back in college at the University of Louisville, where he spent three seasons. As here comes the 0-2. And that is swung on and missed. A high fastball, and Rodriguez down on strikes. Three strikeouts now for Prosecki. And he'll bring up the shortstop in Cole Young. While at Louisville, he appeared in 35 games, only four starts. Compiled a 3-2 record with a 4.36 ERA over 64 innings of work. Here's a pitch from Prosecki. It's outside. The count at 1-0. He allowed 31 earned runs on 63 hits and 36 walks. Struck out 71 as the 1-0 was fouled off to the netting. The count at 1-1. Had a 10.0 K-9 ratio. In 2022, made 26 appearances all out of the bullpen as the 1-1 is swung on and missed. And the count now at 1-2. He went 2-1 with 11 saves and a 3.38 ERA. His 11 saves were the second most in the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, and tied for seventh most in a single season while at Louisville. As the 1-2 is outside, the count at 2-2. In 2021, appeared four times, one start, but he suffered a shoulder strain that sidelined him for almost 2 months. As the 2-2 is outside, and the count at 3-2. And then in a shortened 2020 season, appeared five times, going 1-1 with a 4.50 ERA and a 1.28 whip. Here's the 3-2. It's a ground ball to second baseman Gene Perez over to first. It's in time. Two outs now as Young is retired. I'm going to bring up the right fielder in Gabriel Gonzalez. Now, Prosecki, after going to Louisville, prior to that, he attended Nazareth Academy in LaGrange Park, Illinois. He was initially selected out of high school in the 35th round by the Philadelphia Phillies of the 2019 MLB draft. As Gonzalez goes swinging, he comes up empty. The count at 0-1. Instead of going to the Phillies, he chose to go to Louisville over the likes of Nebraska, Duke, and Illinois. Lettered 3 years in baseball and 1 year in basketball. And of course, with a 6'3", 200-pound frame, of course you'd play basketball. As that swung on and missed, the count at 0-2. He was ranked as the number 9 left-handed pitcher by Perfect Game in the 2019 class and the number 2 player in Illinois, according to Baseball Report, as the 0-2 is fouled off. He was named the 2019 Pioneer Press Baseball Player of the Year and the 2019 Suburban Life Player of the Year back in high school. As that pitch is inside and Prosecki heading back towards the dugout. Instead, it's a ball in the count of 1-2. He was also the conference co-pitcher of the year as the 1-2 is outside. So now it's 2-2. And his last year posted a 6-1 record with a 1.12 ERA. What a great senior year for him. As the 2-2 is inside again. And Prosecki trying to get over to the dugout. Now the count is full to Gonzalez. So three balls, two strikes as Prosecki now. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball fair down the left field line. This is extra bases for Gonzalez. He touches first, heads to second. The ball is now thrown into the shortstop, Ritter. It's a two-out double for Gabriel Gonzalez. And if you're Prosecki, your second hit is a heartbreaker. two different times you thought that he was out of the inning, was heading towards the dugout. Instead, now we'll have to face Gabe Moncada, the dangerous lefty. Moncada one for one, a single back in the first. So now Prosecki, the lefty-lefty matchup. Runner at second with two outs here in the bottom of the third. 2-0 Fresno. As the first pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. Gonzalez, before that double, is hitting 301. So here comes the 1-0 now to Moncada. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off towards the left side now to play. The count now at 1-1 for Michael Prosecki. His grandfather played college football at St. Joseph's University in Indiana. And after his playing days are done, he wants to work as an agent for any athlete or in the front office of an MLB club. The guy has a great attitude, very smart, very bright, great work ethic. And here comes the 1-2 from Prosecki to Moncada. And that pitch is a line drive to center field. Andrews Jr. comes in. He leaps lightly and makes the play. A two-out double and the runner's left stranded. The Grizzlies still lead 2-0. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. We're in the top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Fresno leads Modesto. As Andy Perez will lead things off against Tyler Goff. Andy Perez 0-for-1, a flyout back in the first inning. As Shade now covers the whole diamond, and the first pitch is a little nubber towards the third base coach and Cesar Galvez. The count at 0-1 to Perez. Cesar Galvez, the bench coach for Fresno, he is over at third. Grizzlies manager Steve Solis, the first base coach. Hitting coach is Trevor Burmeister, pitching coach Mark Brewer. Here's the 0-1, and that is a high pop-up. It's going to drift out of play, and the count now at 0-2. The trainers, Justin Wilson, performance coach, strength coach Jeremiah Stewart. The right-hand man when it comes to video is Shoshua Chitness. The home clubhouse manager, Colin McGuire. The visiting clubhouse manager, Julian Banda. Going back to Colin McGuire, home clubhouse manager, he just got married. Congratulations to him and his wife, Destiny, as the pitch is popped up towards the third base box and it goes out of play. And the count now remains at 0-2. So congratulations to Conlin and to Destiny on getting married. The count remains 0-2 to Andy Perez. We're in the top of the fourth, 2-0. Fresno leads Modesto. Here comes the pitch, and that is a line drive caught by the third baseman in Milcar Perez. From one third baseman to the other, from one Perez to another, it's the first out of the inning. As we bring up the catcher in Bryant Betancourt. Benton Carter pop-up victim back in the first inning. The Grizzlies only two hits, both on solo homers. E.J. Andrews Jr. his fifth, and then Gene Perez his first. Here's the pitch, and that is low. In the count at one ball and no strike to Bryant Betancourt. Yes, here comes the 1-0. And Betancourt swings and misses. In the count, now one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a high chopper to the second baseman. On a couple bounces, the flip over in time from Rodriguez to Moncada. And Betancourt is retired for the second out. I'm going to bring up the left fielder and Parker Kelly. Game three of this six-game series, the Grizzlies at 19-16, Modesto at 18-17. As the first pitch is a ball, the count at 1-0. So one ball, no strikes. As here comes the pitch to Parker Kelly. And that is fouled off, and the count at 0-2. Parker Kelly struck out looking back in the second inning. 2-for-5 in this series for Kelly. A very good hitter, batting 300 on the season. Here's the pitch. And he swings and misses. The count now 1-2. Good pitch there from Goff. As Kelly takes his time here. Nice night for baseball. Lots of fans here as well. Here's the 1-2, and that is outside. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies and Nuts have split the first two games of this series. Here's the 2-2, and that is a grounder foul towards the Grizzlies' dugout. We'll do it again at 2-2. Pretty normal depth from all three outfielders. The infielders playing in their normal spots as well. Moncada a little bit off the bag at first as that pitch is fouled off. We'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Top of the fourth inning, Grizzlies lead the Nuts 2-0. Two outs here in the frame. So here comes the 2-2, and that is outside. And the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Again, Kelly ranks fourth in the California League in on-base percentage. And he's tied for fifth in batting average. That was coming into tonight's action. Here's the 3-2, and Kelly fouls off another pitch. A great battle right here between Goff and Kelly. It's Kelly trying to get something here. Here comes the 3-2. And Kelly, line drive, base hit. That's into the right center gap. Kelly with some speed, rounds first. He heads to second. Here's the throw. It is not in time. And Parker Kelly has a two-out double. So Parker Kelly, a two-out double. Third hit now by Fresno. All extra bases. And I'll bring up the right fielder in Robbie Martin. For Kelly, that's his third double in as many games. Or third double in two games. And the Grizzlies continuing with the extra base hits. As here's Robbie Martin 0-for-1. As the center fielder, and Perez plays more towards the left field side of the diamond. Here's the pitch, and Martin swings and misses, and the count at 0-1. Robbie Martin went to Florida State, was drafted by the Rockies in the eighth round in 2021. His second stint with the Grizzlies was part of the Grizzlies in the back half of the 2021 season. Here's the 0-1, and that is a high fly ball. It's going to drift in a shallow left field. Who's it going to be for Modesto? It's the left fielder Davis calling everybody off to make the play. The Grizzlies come up empty. They still lead 2-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts by a score of 2-0. Minko Abbott Les Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minko Abbott Les Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Michael Prosecki back out for another inning of work as he will take on Andrew Miller to lead things off. It'll be 4-5-6 in the Nuts lineup. As here's the first pitch from Prosecki, and it's a fastball outside, and the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies' rotation has been fantastic over their past 8 games. As here's the 1-0, it's low. The count at 2-0. Fresno starters are 2-2 with a 1.80 ERA in that stretch. They have combined to toss 45 innings. As that pitch is outside, the count at 3-0, allowing 9 runs all earned on 27 hits and 10 walks while fanning 47. Here's the 3-0, and that is ball 4, a leadoff walk to Andrew Miller. Miller has drawn both walks tonight by Prosecki. Going to bring up the catcher in Freudi, Batista. Now, all 6 starters, which includes Prosecki, during the Visalia Rawhide series, tied or surpassed their career highs in innings, with Blake Adams and Jordy Vargas tossing 7 frames each. And then Connor Stain's Saturday starter was named California League Pitcher of the Week after 6 scoreless frames. He was part of the second shutout for Fresno. He's been part of both Grizzlies shutouts this season. And Michael Prosecki, as we talked about, 6 innings of 1-run ball in his outing against the Rawhide. So the Grizzlies continue to dominate when it comes to starting pitching. They have also 6 quality starts as well in that frame. And the Grizzlies this season, quality starts has kind of been name of the game, something that we haven't seen a lot in minor league baseball over the past couple of years, or guys being starting a little bit long and lengthening their outings. That pitch is fouled off. The count now 0-2 to Batista. But this season, in 35 games, the Grizzlies have 12 quality starts. Last night's starter, Blake Adams, has 5 of those 12 quality starts, and he has 6 starts this year, so 5 of 6 starts having quality outings. Here's the 0-2, and Batista, fly ball to center field. Andrews Jr. coming in. He won't get there. He'll play it on a bounce. Up to second base goes Miller. So now first and second with nobody out, and he'll bring up the third baseman, Milcar Perez. But again, the Grizzlies' rotation has been fantastic, and we were talking about Blake Adams a little bit. Well, Blake Adams last night took the loss, but this year, 36 innings, he's only allowed 6 runs. So Adams last night got the loss. He's now 1-2 on the year. And when talking to Michael Prosecki, he said, you know, when you are behind a guy like Blake Adams, you know you can go out there and throw your best because you already know that the best was already in front of you, and Prosecki wants to get up to that standard, he said. That's the first pitch is a strike to Perez, and the count at 0-1. As here comes the 0-1 from Prosecki to Milcar Perez. And that is a called strike on the inner part of the plate. The count at 0-2. Runners at first and second for Modesto here in the bottom of the fourth. No outs. They trail the Grizzlies 2-0. for the Grizzlies, relying heavily on their starting pitching. Here comes the 0-2 from Prosecki, and that's a line drive base hit to right field. That gets down. Here comes a throw in. It's going to be cut off by the first baseman and Messenger. Base is loaded now as Miller up to third. Batista to second. Perez now to first. Nobody out, and here comes left fielder Colin Davis. That 0-2 pitch from Prosecki caught a lot of the plate. And Milcar Perez did the rest. He shot it out to right field. So now base is loaded. Nobody down. And Colin Davis, who's 0-1, steps up to the plate. Davis had a good first game of this series. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball in the dirt. Good stop there from Betancourt. The count at 1-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0. Fresno leads Modesto. As Prosecki wants to keep it like that. The Grizzlies have their first baseman Messenger playing on the grass. Now we'll step back just a tad bit. The rest of the infield playing in double play depth. Here comes the 1-0. And that's a high pop-up. It's going to drift in a shallow right field. The right fielder Martin comes in. He's got a great arm, and we're going to see if it's tested. It is not. Andrew Miller went about halfway and then went back there. Skyler Messenger did not let that ball go all the way through. He cut it off, so Colin Davis is retired. Martin has now made four plays over there in right field. And with one away, here comes the center fielder, Miguel Perez. Robbie Martin, known for his defense, that arm you saw there, there was no chance Miller was going to get there if he would have tried to score on that. Here's the pitch. And that is in the dirt again. A great stop from Betancourt in the count at 1-0. Betancourt working on his blocking every single day. Grizzlies manager Steve Solis, a former catcher in him, played for the Indians, played for the Padres systems, was the bullpen catcher for the Los Angeles Angels. And Betancourt following a line of a lot of great Grizzlies catchers that have come through. Drew Romo in AA Hartford now. Braxton Fulford and High A Spokane. Is that's a ground ball base hit to left field. That scores one. And the second won't be held up as that ball goes all the way to the plate. It's now 2-1 on the RBI single for Miguel Perez. So Perez drives in the run. Miller scores. Up to third is Batista. To second is Milcar Perez. And it's 2-1. So here's Edrin Rodriguez. Bases loaded, still only one down. Modesto has cut the lead in half as here comes the pitching coach in Mark Brewer. But again, the long line of catchers that we've seen in AA, you have Drew Romo and Hunter Goodman, both part of the Grizzlies roster the past couple of seasons. Braxton Fulford's in High A Spokane. Rhoda Kripalmo's also in AA, so a lot of really good catchers. Bryant Betancourt and then Cody Huff, who gets the night off tonight, a part of that group. Cody Huff's dad is actually here. He's a scout in the Oakland Athletics system. His brother here as well. That family, all sorts of athletes in that family. Brothers, uncles, dad, all ties to this game. We'll get Huff on an interview later this week. It's 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth now, as here's Edrin Rodriguez. And the first pitch to him is a fly ball to center field. Andrews Jr. racing back. This could be deep enough to score Batista. Here's the throw. They're going to go to three and now go to second. He is safe at second. This game is tied at two. And Rodriguez gets the job done on the sacrifice fly. So Batista scores. Perez to third and Milcar Perez. Miguel Perez now up to second. And this game is tied at two. As here comes the shortstop, Cole Young. Runners now at second and third. Two outs. And the dangerous Cole Young to the plate. Here's the pitch and a breaking ball in there for a strike. And the count at 0-1. And Cole Young, the number three prospect in the Mariners system, according to MLB Pipeline. And the number seven prospect, Gabriel Gonzalez, awaits on deck as the 0-1's outside. And the count at one ball and a strike. 2-2 our score now. Tonight's starting pitcher, Tyler Goff, the number 24 prospect in the Mariners system. We saw Michael Morales, number 20 prospect, earlier in this series. He'll pitch again Sunday, as that pitch is outside, and the count at 2-1. And Cole Young joined this Modesto roster at the end of last season as Modesto was trying for the playoff push. So already has some experience here at single A as he is hit by a pitch. I don't think Prosecki meant to do that. It loads the bases. So now bases loaded, two outs for their always dangerous Gabriel Gonzalez. Gonzalez, 1-for-2, a double back in the third inning. He's been all over in this series in good regards. So now bases loaded, two outs. As here comes the pitch from Prosecki. And it is a breaking ball called a strike on the inner part of the plate. That was the splitter at 83. The count at 0-1. As Prosecki trying to keep this game at 2 apiece. Here comes the 0-1, and that is shot to right field, a base hit. This will score one. Here comes the second. It is now 4-2, Modesto. Gabriel Gonzalez, a 2-RBI single to right field, and the Nuts have exploded for another 4 runs. They'll bring the 9th batter to the plate. Young to third base. It scores both Perez's and Milcar and Miguel. That is the 4th hit and now 4 runs this inning. And they have taken a 4-2 lead as here's Gabe Moncada. Runners at first and third now with two outs. As here's the pitch. And that is a called strike and the count at 0-1. So Modesto 4 runs this inning now. And Michael Prosecki just can't get that third strike across. Here's the pitch, and that swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. We'll see what Prosecki does here on the 0-2. So 4 runs this inning. No extra base hits as well for Modesto. So the Grizzlies now trail 4-2. As he comes set, and here comes the 0-2. And a breaking ball, and it is fouled off, and the count remains at 0-2 to Moncada. Good curveball there from Prosecki. 74 miles per hour. So Gonzalez just continues to hit in this series. 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs now. Hitting 313 on the season. As that pitch is flown out to left field. The left fielder and Parker Kelly is there, and he will make the catch. Well, Michael Prosecki allows 4 runs in the 4th inning. The Grizzlies trail 4-2. We have the top of the 5th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guides, FreserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the 5th inning, the Grizzlies trail the Nuts by a score of 4-2. As a new pitcher now for Modesto is the right-hander number 30, Alan Satoff. So Alan Satoff will now take on Jesus Ordonez here in the fifth. As here comes the first pitch from the right-hander, and that is a ball low. The count at 1-0, so Tyler Goff is done for the evening. Went four innings, allowed three hits, two runs, both of them earned on solo shots. As that is fouled off, will go right below me. The count at 1-1. He didn't walk a batter, he struck out three, so Goff again, four innings of work. Allowed three hits, two runs all earned, no walks, three strikeouts. Allowed two home runs and one double as that breaking ball is in there. And the count now 1-2 to Ordonez, who takes time here. It'll be 7-8-9 here in the Fresno lineup. The count at 1-2 to Ordonez. Here comes the pitch. And it's a ground ball back to Satoff, and he gloves it over to first on the underhand toss, and Ordonez is retired. Goes 1-3 for the first out. As here comes Skyler Messenger. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of minor league baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to book your next stay. Great amenities, great costs, and they are expecting you. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website for more information on how to book your next stay. As the first pitch of Messenger is outside, the count at 1-0. And we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the 1-0 from Satoff to Messenger. And that is outside. And the count now at 2-0. No action in the Fresno bullpen, by the way. You're in the top of the fifth inning. As here comes the pitch, and Messenger pops it up. High pop-up. It'll be the first base of Moncada, and he is there for the put-out. Two outs now as we bring up the second baseman, Gene Perez, who's 1-for-1 with a solo shot back in the third inning. As Gene Perez will try to get something going here, the Grizzlies' offense only home run so far, their offense. So Gene Perez to the plate. And here comes the pitch from Satoff. And that is fouled off. And the count at 0-1. Satoff wears number 30 on the back of his white jersey. A-L-L-A-N-S-A-A-T-H-O-F-F. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. And that is outside. And the count now at 1-1. Satoff is 6'1", 230 pounds. He is 23 years old from Easton, Maryland. Signed as a free agent by the Mariners. Here's the 1-1. And that is off of Satoff's leg. He will pick it up. The bare hand, the throw. And it is in time for the out. A 1-2-3 inning. And it includes a bruise for Satoff. We have the bomb of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the fifth inning, Modesto leads Fresno 4-2. Thursday night baseball, game three of this six-game series between two California League Northern Division foes. As Michael Persecki back on the bump. Michael Persecchi, a big fan of Marvel, which Modesto will celebrate this weekend. His favorite Marvel character is Captain America. He's also a big fan of Iron Man as well. Iron Man and Captain America. As we hear some rowdy fans right below us. As Andrew Miller will lead things off here in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and it is high. And the count at one ball and no strikes for Michael Persecchi. Miller, two walks so far and a run as well here in the fourth, or here in the fifth. As here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. And the count now at 1-1. Miller's walk started off that inning for Modesto, who brought all nine batters to the plate in the fourth. And here's the 1-1, and that is high. And the count now at two balls and a strike for Michael Persecchi. We'll see how much longer Persecchi goes. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count now at 2-2. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing, earned, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancy Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the fifth, we thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. That ball was lifted to right field, shallow right field, and it was caught by the second baseman for the first out of the inning. As here comes Freddy Bautista. So one out here in the inning. It was the second baseman, by the way, and Gene Perez making the catch towards shallow right field as the pitch is high. Here's Freddy Bautista. 1-for-2, a single and a run back in the fourth. Here's the 1-1, and that is in there for a strike. And the count at 1-2. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. We'll also give you some promotions that are coming up for our next homestand against the Stockton Ports. As the 1-2 is a ground ball, it's going to be up the middle. Perez, the backhand, the throw in time. What a play from Gene Perez. Doing it on both ends of the field, offensively and defensively. As Bautista is retired, it goes 4-3. Great play there from Perez. And with two outs, here comes the third baseman in Milcar Perez. So Milcar Perez now with two outs here in the inning. Here comes the pitch from Persecchi, and it's inside, and the count at 1-0. And Persecchi can get a 1-2-3 inning. It'll be a big bounce back for him. Here's the pitch, and it's a high fly ball. It's going to drift in a shallow right field. Who wants it? It'll be Robbie Martin making the play, and Michael Persecchi has a 1-2-3 fifth. We're at the top of the sixth, the Grizzlies trail 4-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. The Grizzlies trail the Knots by a score of 4-2 as we head to the top of the sixth inning. E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off. He's 1-for-2. As Alan Sadoff back out for his second inning of work. As here comes the pitch on the right-hander to E.J. Andrews, and the first pitch is a called strike on the inner part of the paint. 90 miles per hour from Sadoff, and the count at 0-1. Comes the second pitch from the right-hander and Sadoff. And it's outside, and the count at 1-1. E.J. Andrews Jr. on the California League hitting leaderboard. Andrews Jr. is ranked tied for second in triples with 3. Tied for 5th in extra base hits, as that pitch is inside, and the count at 2-1. He's 6th in slugging percentage and tied for 8th in homers. Now, the extra base hits, the slugging percentage, and the homers will all go up after that solo shot to lead off the game. Here's the pitch, and E.J. takes a called strike, and the count at 2-2. He's one of many members, a part of that California League hitting leaderboard for the Grizzlies. As here comes the 2-2 as Ryan Ritter waits on deck. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Andrews Jr. chasing after a low pitch. That's the first strikeout for Sadoff. Fourth overall, second time EJ's gone down. As here comes the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Ritter 0-for-2. As he tries to find something here. 0-for-4 last night, so 0-for-6 in this series. Very good hitter in Ryan Ritter. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Ryan Ritter ranks 3rd in the league in homers, 8th in OPS, 8th in slugging percentage, tied for 9th in walks, and tied for 10th in extra base hits. As that pitch is inside, the count of 1-1. So Ritter all over the California League hitting leaderboard. As here comes the 1-1, and that is low. And the count now at 2-2. Here in the top of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies trail 4-2. Here's the 2-1, and that is a ground ball. It's going to be the third baseman, Milcar Perez, over to first. It's in time. Ritter retired. And with two outs now, we'll bring up the third baseman in Andy Perez. Well, coming up in a couple days on May 20th, Tequila Fest in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chansey Park, an event that you do not want to miss. T.I., Lil Jon, and Rick Ross will grace the stage in downtown Fresno. Tequila Fest, tequila tastings, food vendors, and more, an event you don't want to miss out. Whether you're VIP or GA, it's an event for everybody. For more information, go to our social media pages. Go to our website. Buy your tickets now at TequilaFestFresno.com. You can also go to our website, FresnoGrizzlies.com, as that's a ground ball foul, the count at 0-2. You also can come down to the Chansey Park box office and secure your tickets now. And let me tell you, there's not a lot of tickets remaining. Tequila Fest, Saturday, May 20th. Make sure you get your tickets now. T.I., Lil Jon, and Rick Ross. Yeah, yeah. As the 0-2 is a line drive to right field. Base hit. Yeah, yeah, for Perez. Fourth hit for Fresno with two outs now. And it'll bring up the catcher in Bryant Bedencourt. But again, Tequila Fest, Saturday, May 20th. That will be a fun night at Chuck Chansey Park. So Bryant Bedencourt now comes to the plate. He's 0-for-2. As here comes the pitch to Bedencourt, and that is inside. The count at 1-0. Good lead there from Perez at first base. And manager and first base coach Steve Solis is going to talk to his young 18-year-old. Probably tell him to be smart over there. The count at 1-0 to Bryant Bedencourt. The ground out victim back in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch, and Bedencourt takes a strike outside. And the count at 1-1. Good spot there from Sadoff. 91 miles per hour from the right-hander. As Parker Kelly waits on deck. Here comes the 1-1, and Bedencourt ground ball is going to the second baseman. and Rodriguez over to first in time. The Grizzlies, no runs. They still trail by two. We're at the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Modesto leads Fresno 4-2. Thursday night baseball, game 3 of 6 between two California League Northern Division foes. As Michael Prosecchi's night is done, the left-hander worked 5 innings, allowed 4 runs, all earned, all in the fourth inning, allowed 6 hits, and 2 walks while striking out 3. He also hit a batter. As now we get to see our pregame guest, and for the first time in a Grizzlies uniform, Austin Becker, who wears the number 19 on the back of his red jersey. A big right-hander's first pitch is outside. Here comes the 1-0, and it's fouled off. And the count at 1-1. So Austin Becker takes over. He's 6'5", 215 pounds. The right-hander is 23 years old, from Columbus, Ohio, born on September 2nd, 1999, as that pitch is outside, and the count at 2-1. A 16th-round draft pick in 2022 by the Rockies, out of Texas Tech. As here comes the 2-1 offering from Becker, and a breaking ball inside, and the count now at 3-1. So we've seen 2 pitches so far, a good fastball and a slider, I believe, from Becker. Not much yet on the right-hander. His first game with the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, a leadoff walk to Colin Davis. Third walk issued by Fresno pitching. And I bring up the center fielder, Miguel Perez. So it's not how you want to start your Fresno career, with a walk. But Austin Becker, a lot of family history. We heard about that on the pregame show. A former basketball player as well. Went to Vanderbilt prior to Texas Tech. Played for Tim Corbin's squad before joining a very good Red Raiders team. One of 3 Red Raiders, a part of the 2022 class for the Rockies, as that is high in the count at 1-0. Cole Stillwell, who recently retired for Fresno, a catcher. You have Parker Kelly in left field, and now Austin Becker, so 3 Red Raiders. He joins Braxton Fulford from last year's team. So 4 Red Raiders over the past 2 years, as that swung on him. It's good fastball there at 93 from Becker on the inner part of the plate. The count now at 1-1. Austin Becker's father, Kevin, played for the Red Sox and the Reds from 1991 and 1995. As now will be a check back on Colin Davis. He's back safely. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Michael Prosecchi in line for the loss. He was really good besides that fourth inning. As here comes the 1-1 from Becker, and there goes Colin Davis. He steps off the throw to second, and it is not in time as the second baseman Perez drops it. So Colin Davis now at second base. Becker was paused for a long, but he stepped off. He threw the ball to second. And if Perez would have kept hold of the ball, he would have been out at second. Instead, Davis now in scoring position. As here comes the pitch from Becker, and it's high. The count now at 2-1. So Colin Davis now at second base. 4-2 Modesto here in the bottom of the sixth. Three other games going on in the California League as there's a mound visit right here for Austin Becker and Bryant Betancourt. As the Grizzlies now to their bullpen, the starters. Now we'll have to get to the bullpen. He's had a very rough May, an ERA almost at 8. As now, I don't know what they had just done there. I don't think it was a violation or anything. Maybe a warning. He's the count at 2-1 now. As Becker looks in again. He'll look back. Davis at second. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a line drive ground ball to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter over to first. The step on the bag, and he is out. Messenger apparently had his foot on the bag. That was close. So Perez is retired to go 6-3. Davis stays at second. The first baseman, Messenger, who hasn't played a lot of first, initially was not at the bag. And when that ball was thrown by Ritter, Messenger was trying to find his footing on the bag, and he stepped on there just in time. So Perez is retired. It brings up Edgerrin Rodriguez with a sacrifice fly in his previous at-bat. Here's the pitch. And it's a breaking ball. Good pitch on the inner part of the plate, but called a ball in the count at 1-0. 78 miles per hour. By the way, that Colin Davis, when he took second base, it was a stolen base. And what's awful is it goes against Betancourt's numbers, even though Betancourt never got a chance to touch the ball. As here comes the 1-0, and it's now 2-0. A lot of movement on Becker's stuff. We've seen 94 there on that pitch. Tons of late action from Becker. 6-5, good downward plane from Becker. As here comes the pitch, and that is a high fly ball out to right field. Robbie Martin is playing there. Martin will make the catch. Colin Davis faking running to third, and good reason, because Robbie Martin showing off that arm once again. So now two outs, and here comes leadoff hitter and Cole Young. 0-for-2 of the hit by pitch. And a runner at second, 4-2, our score here in the bottom of the sixth. The Grizzlies back in town next week to take on the Stockton Ports for a six-game series. Their third time playing the Ports this season. They'll start Tuesday morning on May 23rd as the pitch from Becker's outside. The count at 1-0. It'll be our third and final making the grade. It's a kids' day at the ballpark. Schools, teachers, kids around the Central Valley will be joining a free game at Chuck Chansey Park, thanks to our corporate partners in the Community Relations Department, as that's a high fly ball to center field. Andrews Jr. racing back, still racing back. He reaches up and makes the play. We'll talk more about promotions in the seventh inning. A clean inning for Austin Becker in his Grizzlies debut. Grizzlies trail 4-2, and you're listening to them on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trail the Nuts 4-2. As a new pitcher now for Modesto is the left-hander, number 25, Holden Laws. So for Alan Sadoff, we're two innings of clean baseball. One hit, no walks, he struck out one. So two scoreless innings, one hit, and one strikeout. Here's the pitch, and it's a line drive, base hit to left field for Parker Kelly. Kelly now 2-for-3. He continues to pound the baseball. Fifth hit now for Fresno, and two of them from Kelly. Kelly now, over his past two games, is 4-for-7 with three doubles, as here comes right fielder Robbie Martin. So first pitch swinging there from Kelly here in the seventh inning. Now here's Robbie Martin. First pitch is a breaking ball inside. The count at 1-0. We're talking about promotions, though, prior to the break. As we said, Tuesday, May 23rd, 11.05 a.m., making the grade. It's also 2 for Tuesday for Toyota. And then Wednesday at 6.50 p.m. is What a Deal Wednesday. As here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Thursday is Tioga Thursdays. Two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10, the best steal in baseball. As Laws comes set, and here comes the 1-1 offering. And instead of check on Kelly, he's back safely. So Thursday will be a lot of fun. It's also Ladies' Night, a 6.50 p.m. first pitch on Thursday, May 25th. It'll be Ladies' Night, so Ladies' Night, we'll have Tioga Thursdays, so it should be a great night at your Chancey Park as that pitch is a called strike, and the count at 1-2. On Friday, May 26th, the Grizzlies will transform into the Fresno Tacos, presented by Premier Valley Bank. There'll be Friday night fireworks presented by Toyota as well. As here comes the pitch now to Martin, and he takes it in the dirt, and the count now at 2-2. The Fresno Tacos are back for another great adventure. The Grizzlies last year a lot of success as the Tacos. And then on Saturday, they'll be cruising around the world as the Lowriders de Fresno. A 6.50 p.m. first pitch on Saturday, May 27th. As here comes the next pitch, and it's swung on and missed, and Martin down on strikes. Good pitch from Laws. Fifth strikeout now for Modesto pitching. And bring up the DH in Jesus Ordonez, who's 0-for-2. Now, the Lowriders de Fresno are 1-0 this season already. They'll be taking on Stockton once again. And then on Sunday, May 28th at 1.05 p.m., Pickle Palooza. As here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Now, it's a big deal for Pickle Palooza on Sunday, May 28th at 1.05 p.m. So come check it out. I can't give away more information. But let me tell you, it's an event you do not want to miss. As now we have a timeout as a ball, I think, got away from the bullpen of the Grizzlies. But again, a busy homestand next week. We have Ladies' Night on Thursday, May 25th. The Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 26th, presented by Premier Valley Bank. With Friday Night Fireworks, there goes Kelly. Ground ball to the shortstop, Young. The throw to first, and Ordonez is retired. Kelly now up to second. Goes 6-3 for the second out. He'll bring up first baseman Skylar Messenger. So Friday Night Fireworks presented by Toyota. Saturday, the Lowriders de Fresno cruising around the world. And then Sunday, May 28th at 1.05 p.m., Pickle Palooza. Buy your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also call our box office at 559-320-4487. You can also come down to the Chancey Park box office to purchase your tickets, as that first pitch is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Besides all the great promotions, we have great on-field entertainment. Parker T. Bear, can't wait to see you. New amenities all around the ballpark, including a new playing surface for the 25th year of Grizzlies baseball. Come check out your Grizzlies. They're in second place right now and playing good baseball. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. There goes Kelly for third. The throw down to third is not in time, and Kelly's safe. Kelly, another. Great job there, getting to third. It's a stolen base for him. So two outs now, a runner at third. As Messenger, the count is 1-1 to him. Here's the pitch, and Messenger fly ball, and it goes foul, and the count now at 1-2. Gene Perez waits on deck. He is 1-for-2 with a home run. Skyler Messenger has 3 home runs as well. We're in the top of the 7th. The Grizzlies trying to make another comeback win. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off again by Messenger. The Grizzlies, over their past 11 games, an 8-3 record, have scored 43 of their 61 runs in innings 7 through 9. They have 5 comeback victories in that span. Here's the pitch to Messenger, and it swung and fouled off at the plate. And Freddy Bautista, I think he took it off his thigh there. So count remains at 1-2. Now the 8th inning will become up next. And the Grizzlies have scored 25 of those 61 runs in the 8th inning. So the Grizzlies' comeback claws, they've been coming out and about in the later innings. So we'll see if the Grizzlies can do it once again tonight. They trail 4-2 here in the 7th. Here comes the 1-2 offering. And it swung on and missed, and Messenger down on strikes. The Grizzlies come up empty. It's stretch time here at John Thurman Field. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 2023.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
I hope everyone at home got to get up and stretch here. We're at John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the 7th, Modesto leads Fresno 4-2. New pitcher for the Grizzlies is the right-hander number 9, Brady Hill. First pitch for him is line foul as Gabriel Gonzalez first pitch swing in the count at 0-1. So final line for Austin Becker. One clean inning, he walked one batter. And now brings the ball to Brady Hill, the former San Jose State Spartan. Here's the 0-1. It's a high fly ball out to left field. Racing back. It's at the wall. It's at the track. And that ball is gone. Gabriel Gonzalez has 3 hits. He's a triple shy of the cycle. And it's 5-2 Modesto. As the crowd here in Modesto gets loud, as Gonzalez leaves the park. And just like that, 5-2, as here comes Gabe Moncada, who's 1-for-3. So nice awakening for Brady Hill into the contest. Hill wears number 9 on the back of his jersey, 6 feet, 180 pounds for the 22-year-old from Spokane, Washington. As here's the next pitch, it's fouled off. He was drafted in the 15th round back in 2022 by the Rockies out of San Jose State, where he was a two-way player, initially at Washington State before going to San Jose State, where he was their closer. Here comes the next pitch, and that's a fastball called a strike. Good pitch there against Moncada. So Brady Hill, the third pitcher now for Fresno. As here comes the next pitch, is fouled off for Brady Hill. He is appearing for the 10th time out of the bullpen, a 1-0 record, coming in a 4.91 ERA. He has two holds and an 0-for-1 in save opportunities. Taking on Moncada here. 5-2 now Modesto leads on the second homer from Gonzalez. As the Grizzlies trying to find something here against Modesto. Here's the 0-2, and that is outside. The count at 1-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the seventh, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. The pitch is high to Moncada, so the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And here comes the next pitch from Hill, and that is outside, so the count was actually full. So Moncada draws the walk. I'm going to bring up the DH and Andrew Miller. 4 walks now by Fresno pitching. As the Grizzlies trail 5-2 now. The Grizzlies have the good part of their lineup coming up. Will be 9-1-2 with two guys that have already hit home runs. As here comes a mound visit from pitching coach Mark Brewer that gives us a chance to give you scores around the California League. Let's talk about the one game that's already finished tonight. Inland Empire all over Lake Elsinore. They win 8-2. Inland Empire now at 15-21. Lake Elsinore at 20-16. The winning pitcher was Phillips. He is 2-1. The loss to Sanchez. He's now 2-2. The save to Langford, his first. Inland Empire scored 4 runs in the fifth. They add another 3 in the ninth inning. They win 8-2. Hit a home run from Courtney, his fifth. While Zavala went deep, his fourth of the year for Lake Elsinore. As here comes the pitch to Miller, and it's outside, and the count at 1-0. So Inland Empire beating Lake Elsinore tonight. And now the game in Visalia, where Rancho Cucamonga and Visalia in a battle 8-6. The Quakes lead the Rawhide at Valley Strong Ballpark as Miller checks swing. He did go around on an inside fastball to count at 1-1. Visalia scored 3 runs in the sixth inning. They just had a double from Manuel Pena that scored Donier Sanabria. As that pitch just swung on him, missed the count at 1-2. So the Rawhide trying to come back in this contest. There's almost been a run per inning for Rancho. They have not scored. The only run they did not score was in the second. 1 or 2 runs in every other inning. As that pitch is outside, and the count at 2-2. So Visalia trying to make a comeback. They trail 8-6 in the bottom of the sixth. Brett Johnson, the leadoff hitter for Visalia, 3-for-4 in RBI and 2 runs. Here's the 2-2 now from Brady Hill. And it is called strike 3. Miller looks at called strike 3. First strikeout for Hill. That's only the 4th strikeout for Fresno pitching. And with one out, here comes the catcher, Freudy Batista. By the way, of those 3 hits for Johnson, he has 2 doubles. Corniel also has a double, and Manuel Pena just had that double there. For Rancho Cucamonga, they had 2 home runs from Chris Newell. He has now 10 on the season. Nick Bittison also went deep, his 4th of the year. 2 doubles by Don Cohn. And Bencourt also has a double as well. Very high scoring affair at Valley Strong Ballpark. 8-6 in the 6th. That pitch is fouled off. The count of 1-1 to Bautista. And then the game that we're all watching here at John Thurman Field between San Jose and Stockton. And right now the Giants lead the Ports 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch, and that is laced foul down the left field line. The count at 1-2. San Jose, a run in the third, 2 in the 6th. Stockton's already scored 1 here in the 6th inning. They have 2 runners on. It was an RBI single from Tommy Stevenson. Only 5 hits for the Ports. On the other side, O'Neill Perez, 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. A home run from Alexander Suarez. As that pitch is low, there goes the runner. The throw from Bencourt, he falls down. It's on line, and it is not in time. Moncada gets to second base. I believe that's going to be a wild pitch, maybe even a pass ball there. So now runner at second with 1 out. As here is Bautista still at the plate. The count at 1-2. But Suarez a home run, and Perez 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. He has a double, so 3-2 San Jose leads Stockton in the bottom of the 6th. Our score here, Modesto leads Fresno 5-2 in the bottom of the 7th. 6 outs to play with for the Grizzlies. As here comes the 2-2 from Brady Hill to Freddy Bautista. And it swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Hill. 94 miles per hour, and Bautista is the strikeout victim there. Second for Hill now. And here comes Milcar Perez. By the way, back to that Gonzalez home run. He's now has 3 of the 5 RBIs tonight for Modesto. And now Milcar Perez, who's 1-for-3, a single and a run back in the 4th inning. As Brady Hill trying to get out this inning without any more run scoring. Here's the pitch, and that is a cold strike. Good pitch on the lower part of the plate at 83 there from Brady Hill. The count at 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. As Brady Hill comes set, here comes the pitch. And it is inside. And the count now at 1-1. So 1-1. As here comes the next pitch. And a line drive caught by the first baseman, Skyler Messenger. Messenger used all 6-3 of his body to make that catch. But Modesto, a solo home run from Gabriel Gonzalez. They lead 5-2. We head to the 8th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. We're in the top of the 8th inning. The Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 5-2. It'll be 9-1-2. Gene Perez will take on Juan Burgos here in the top of the 8th inning. So Gene Perez 1-for-2, a home run back in the 3rd inning. As here comes the first pitch from Juan Burgos. And that's a breaking ball in there for a call strike. The count at 0-1. So Holden Laws, one inning of work. He allowed one hit. He struck out two. So now the third pitcher out of the pen for Modesto is the right-hander in Burgos. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count now 0-2. Burgos, 6 feet, 175 pounds. He's from Santiago, Dominican Republic. An international free agent by the Mariners in 2019. As here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed. Three pitches and three strikes as Perez down on strikes. So one out now, and it'll bring up the center fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr. So count now. We'll bring up to E.J. Andrews, 1-for-3, a solo shot back in the first inning. As here comes the pitch, and it is outside, and the count at 1-0. Burgos, 23 years old, last year pitched with Modesto, a 3.96 ERA. No wins or losses for him. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball, and it is low, and the count at 2-0. By the way, Visalia's just tied the game up in Rancho Cucamonga, 8-8 in that one. They scored 5 in that 6th. As the 2-0 is outside, and the count now at 3-0. San Jose still leads Stockton 3-2 in the 7th as well. 3 balls, no strikes to E.J. Andrews here in the 7th inning, or the 8th inning. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike, and the count now at 3-1. Burgos, a 1.69 ERA. Been fantastic this season for Modesto. Where's number 20 on the back of his white jersey? And that pitch is fouled off, and the count now full 3-2 to E.J. Andrews. Andrews, 5 home runs, an 864 OPS, a timeout there from E.J. as Ryan Ritter waits on deck. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. As here comes the pitch. And that is a ground ball, and Burgos grabs it. The throw to first, it gets the first baseman caught offline, but he stays on the bag for the second out. So 2 outs now as we bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter and the Grizzlies trying to get something going here. So 2 outs now. So Ritter now 0-3. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1 to Ritter, a ground-out victim back in the 6th inning. Ritter, 7 home runs, looking for his first hit in this series. Here's the 0-1, and it swung on and missed on the inner part of the plate, and the count now 0-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. The Grizzlies need a comeback here. They trail 5-2 here in the 8th inning. A 4-run 4th the difference so far. As here comes the 0-2 to Ritter from Burgos, and it's fouled off. We'll do it again at 0-2. So 0-2 now. Burgos comes set. Here's the pitch, and Ritter fouls it off. We'll do it again at 0-2. Ritter was a 4th-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 at the University of Kentucky. He is 22 years old from Evergreen Park, Illinois. Here comes the 0-2 now. And Ritter, line drive, base hit to center field. A 2-out single, and Ritter is his first hit of the series. And it'll bring up the third baseman in Andy Perez. One swing of the bat from Perez could tie this, or could make this a 1-run game. It's 5-2. Perez 1-for-3, a single back in the 6th inning. Here in the top of the 8th. Great crowd on hand. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball fouled off. And the count at 0-1. Actually, it was a fastball there from Burgos. It was a count at 0-1. So no balls and a strike to Andy Perez, who has a .261 batting average. Here's the 0-1, and Perez fouls it off again. The count now at 0-2. Bryant Betancourt waits on deck. The Grizzlies trying to put something together here in the eighth inning. By the way, Visalia scored 7 runs in that sixth inning. They have a 10-8 lead now over Rancho Cucamonga. Here's the pitch, and Perez swings and misses. A great pitch from Burgos, and he's out of the inning. The Grizzlies still trail 5-2. We had the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 5-2. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Tyler Hoffman, the new pitcher for Fresno. The first pitch is outside. Here's the second pitch, and it's way inside. The count now at 2-0 to Davis. Davis 0-2 with a walk and a stolen base. As Tyler Hoffman now appears, takes over for Brady Hill, who worked one inning, allowed one run on the solo homer. He did strike out two batters. Here's a 2-0 from the right-hander Hoffman, and that pitch is fouled off. The count at 2-1. Hoffman wears number 11 on the back of his red jersey, 6 feet, 182 pounds, 23 years old from Mobile, Alabama, a 17th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 at a Tulane University. As here comes the pitch from Hoffman, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch there from the right-hander. Hoffman appearing in his 11th game. He is 2-0 with a 3.86 ERA. He has one hold as well. 10 Ks through 11 and two-thirds innings. Hoffman has looked very good of late so far. The fastball, his bread and butter. 95 on that last pitch from Hoffman. Short blonde hair, nice little blonde goatee as well for the right-hander. As here comes the 2-2. Here it is. And it's fouled off again by Davis. And the count remains at 2-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. A great matchup as Fresno will go to the number one man in the rotation, Jordy Vargas. Here comes the 2-2, and that's a breaking ball fouled off. And Davis stays alive. The left fielder in, Colin Davis. Davis is 6 feet, 190 pounds from Roswell, Georgia. A 7th-round draft pick by the Mariners in 2021. Has split time between Everett and Modesto over the past two seasons. Here's the 2-2 from Hoffman. And it swung on a miss, a pitch down in the zone, and Hoffman gets a punch out. Good pitch there from Hoffman. Six strikeout overall for the Grizzlies pitching, and here comes the center fielder, Miguel Perez. Modesto is led by former minor league infielder Zach Vincey. Their pitching coach is Jake Witt. Their hitting coach is Seth Mejia-Spreen. But Zach Vincey, V-I-N-C-E-J. The former infielder is, here's the pitch. It's outside. The count of 1-0 to Miguel Perez, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a run as well. But Vincey, a former Mariners farmhand, now gets a chance to coach their single-A team. Here's the 1-0, and it's fouled off, and the count now at 1-1. But Zach Vincey, if you go through his career, was drafted by the Reds in the 37th round of the 2012 MLB June Amateur Draft out of Pepperdine University. Went to Saugus High School in California. And his last game, professional game, was in 2018, as that is a called strike, and the count at 1-2. Vincey played 8 minor league seasons, 2 years in the bigs. He played for the Reds and the Mariners, the back half of his career with the Mariners. Played some time in Bakersfield as well. That was part of the California League as a check swing, and he did not go around. The count now at 2-2. But in the big leagues, 10 games, 16 plate appearances, hit .231, a .268 career minor league hitter. Here's the pitch, and that's a high fly ball to center field. E.J. Andrews racing back. Comes in a couple steps now, and he has the beat on it for the second out. Perez retired, as will bring up the second baseman, Edrin Rodriguez. But Zach Vincey played 121 games in 2016 for Pensacola in Double-A. That year, he hit .281. He had a .708 OPS as well. As Hoffman comes set. And here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch low in the zone. The count at 0-1. To Edrin Rodriguez. Rodriguez, a sac fly back in that fourth inning where Modesto scored 4 runs. The difference right now, 5-2 here in the eighth. As that's a ground ball slowly hit to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter coming in, fields it, the throw in time. And a 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Hoffman. Let's see if the Grizzlies have 3 or maybe more in them. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top in the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 5-2. Game 3 of 6, Thursday night baseball. It'll be Betancourt, Kelly, and Martin against Juan Burgos, who's back out for his second inning of work. As Brian Betancourt, 0-for-3, will step up to the plate. Once the catcher looks for his first hit of the evening, here comes the pitch. And it's a breaking ball, and it's going to be shot out to left field, and it's a single. Just like that, Fresno in business. Brian Betancourt the single there. Second hit now against Burgos. Actually, it was a fastball there from Burgos. It looked like an off-speed pitch initially, but Betancourt went and chased after it. He bloops it out to left field. Now here comes Parker Kelly, 2-for-3, a double back in the fourth, a single in the seventh. He's been the hottest hitter in this series for the Grizzlies. As here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count at 1-0. I'd like to give a shout-out to Molly, the best girlfriend in the universe, listening back in Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in this evening. There's a count at 1-0. Here's the pitch to Kelly, and he swings and misses. Good breaking ball from Burgos. The count at 1-1, 83 miles per hour. Betancourt, the runner at first. The Grizzlies trail 5-2. Here in the ninth inning, the Grizzlies looking for a comeback win tonight. Here's the pitch, and that is a fastball. It gets away from the catcher in Batista. Up to second goes Betancourt. So now runner at second with nobody down. Now the run from Betancourt does not matter right now. The Grizzlies trying to put something together. We've seen it before. The Grizzlies, of their past 11 games, have scored 43 of their 61 runs in the 7th through 9th innings. Here comes the 2-1 to Kelly, and he swings and misses, a breaking ball in the inner half of the plate. The count at 2-2, 84 miles per hour. The Grizzlies have had a lot of issues hitting the breaking ball over the past two nights. The Grizzlies, both runs off solo shots from Andrews Jr. and Perez. The Grizzlies led the game off with that solo shot. Here comes the 2-2, and Kelly fouls that one off. He stays alive. The count at 2-2 to Parker Kelly, who's averaged now at 317. Robbie Martin waits on deck. He's 0-for-3. As here comes the 2-2 to Kelly. And it's high ball 3. The count now full to Parker Kelly. 5-2, Modesto leads Fresno. The Grizzlies trying to make a ninth inning comeback. As here comes the 3-2. And Kelly fouls it off again. A good pitch on the inner part of the plate. 83 miles per hour. Went right back to that slider. Burgos in his second inning of work. 23 years old. From the Dominican Republic. Here comes the 3-2. And Kelly fouls off again. The pitch on the inner part of the plate. 84. We just got off a piece of Kelly's bat. As Betancourt, the runner, is second. Not a lot of speed for Betancourt. But his run does not matter right now. Here comes the 3-2. And that is called strike 3. And Kelly down on strikes. Back to the breaking ball at 84. And Kelly caught looking. Third strikeout now for Burgos. And he'll bring up the right fielder in Robbie Martin. So one out now. Robbie Martin 0-for-3. Struck out in his last plate appearance. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. And the count at 1-0. Grizzlies trail 5-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Here comes the pitch, and Martin fouls it off, and the count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies back home next week to take on the Stockton Ports before they will head to San Jose to take on the San Jose Giants. So a lot of California League Northern Division foes over the next couple of weeks for Fresno, an opportunity to gain some ground on San Jose. A loss tonight would really hurt them if San Jose holds on at Banner Island Ballpark against the Ports. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count at 2-1. As right now, Jake Snyder is on deck for Fresno. He would be a pinch hitter for Jesus Ordonez if he gets a chance to hit. Here's the pitch to Martin. It is a called strike on the outer part of the plate. A breaking ball at 83. That slider from Burgos has been fantastic. As Burgos going to try to get a strikeout here of Martin. As Jake Snyder waits on deck now. Here's the pitch. And that is swung on and missed, and Martin down on strikes. Four strikeouts now for Burgos. 10 overall now for Modesto pitching with two outs. Here comes Jake Snyder now to the dish. He will pinch hit for Jesus Ordonez. And for Jake Snyder, his last at-bat possibly as a 24-year-old. He turns 25 tomorrow. The University of Louisville product. With two outs, here's the pitch. It's a ground ball to the first base of Moncada. Burgos covering, and that will do it. The Modesto Nuts win 5-2, a four-run fourth, the difference maker. We'll be back right after this for the postgame show. The Grizzlies fall tonight. You're listening to the Grizzlies on Stream Guys, PresentGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Our final score tonight, Modesto beats Fresno by a final of 5-2. Both teams now at 19-17 on the season. The Grizzlies and the Nuts now tied for second place in the Kaufman League Northern Division standings. Stockton has just taken the lead over San Jose 5-3. They had a 3-run bottom of the eighth inning thanks to Brian Buelvas, who scores Tommy Stevenson and TJ Schofield Sam. So that game, very important in Banner Island Ballpark. So 5-3, Stockton leads San Jose. But our final tonight, 5-2, Modesto beats Fresno. For Fresno, 2 runs on 7 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. They are now 19-17. For Modesto, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors as well. They left 7 runners on base. The winning pitcher tonight, I believe, is actually should go to Alan Sadoff, as Goff did not go 5 innings. The losses to Michael Persecki is 2-2. The save goes to Burgos. That is his first save of the season. Time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 9 minutes. It felt like a century as compared to last night that went 1:54. So the game finished tonight at 9:15 p.m. And tonight's attendance, a great crowd, 3,212 for Thursday night baseball. So the Grizzlies drop the third game. They've now lost 2 of 3 games of this series. So Fresno will try to get back on the right track tonight. If we go through the scoring, just Grizzlies 2 solo homers. EJ Andrews led off the game with a homer. And then Gene Perez, his first homer of the season in the third. The Grizzlies, that's all they could get offensively. Parker Kelly led the charge with 2 hits. Once again, he's got 3 doubles over his last 2 games. A 4-run fourth inning for Modesto was the difference maker. They brought 9 batters to the plate. Miguel Perez, an RBI single, a sac fly from Edrin Rodriguez, and a 2-RBI single from Gabriel Gonzalez, who added a solo shot in the 7th. 5-2, Modesto wins. Gabriel Gonzalez, 3 RBIs. He was a triple shy of the cycle tonight. So Modesto wins tonight. The Grizzlies, the bullpen was seasoned tonight. Austin Becker and Tyler Hoffman both had clean innings. Tyler Hoffman has continued to look good out of the bullpen for Fresno. On the other side, the relief pitching for the Nuts, fantastic. Alan Sadoff, Holden Laws, and Juan Burgos worked 5 scoreless innings tonight. They struck out 7, allowed only 4 hits. And they didn't walk a batter tonight. No walks for the Grizzlies tonight. So Fresno will try to get back on the right track tomorrow. And they give the ball to the right-hander in Jordy Vargas, who makes a 7th start of the season. He's 3-1, a 4.65 ERA. He'll be battled by left-hander Modesto Nuts Brandon Schaefer, a 2-2 record, a 3.38 ERA. Brandon Schaefer gets the ball for Modesto against the right-hander Jordy Vargas. A 7:05 p.m. first pitch. We'll have the pregame show at 6:50 p.m. Stay tuned. We'll give you who will be a little bit later on our social media pages. The Grizzlies, though, fall tonight 5-2. 2 solo home runs. E.J. Andrews Jr., the first leadoff homer of the season for Fresno, his 5th of the season. And then Gene Perez, a solo homer, his first hit with the Grizzlies, or his first home run with the Grizzlies as well. So congratulations to Gene Perez on the home run. But Fresno tonight fall 5-2. Gabriel Gonzalez, the difference maker, a home run, a 2-RBI single, is a triple shy of the cycle. And again, the Grizzlies fall tonight 5-2. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and again, have a great rest of your blessed Thursday night. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday Night Baseball here at John Thurman Field. I'm Stephen Rice, and I'm signing off.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.